Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Thursday, May 21st. Talk about high pressure. On July 17th, Warner Brothers plans to release their tentpole movie of the summer, Christopher Nolan's Tenet. In any other year, this movie would be a no-brainer blockbuster hit. For those who don't know his name, Christopher Nolan directed Dunkirk, The Dark Knight Rises, and Inception, among others. Dunkirk and Inception were nominated for Oscars. Those two films, plus Nolan's 2014 hit Interstellar, amassed more than $2 billion at the box office. That makes him Hollywood's most bankable director, according to the Washington Post. In fact, many people will go see any film with his name on it, industry observers say. The director hasn't released anything since Dunkirk in 2017, so a new Christopher Nolan movie would be a huge deal no matter what. But this year's release has an Inception-level plot twist. Warner Brothers says it intends to release the film in real movie theaters. If the studio holds to its planned July 17th date, that would make Tenet the first film released on the big screen since COVID-19 closed down cinemas all across the country. If Warner Brothers does release it then, the big question is whether moviegoers will feel safe enough to come see it. The next question, even if they do, will theater owners be able to turn a profit with at least 6 feet of empty social distancing space between each theater goer? And here's the third huge question. Does Hollywood's entire future rest on Tenet's success in July? Well, let's take those questions in reverse order, shall we? Many say, yes, the entire film business is riding on this single movie. Here's the logic. Hollywood made about $3.5 billion from feature films between April and June last year. This year, so far, only a meager $100,000, the Washington Post reports. And unless theaters open up soon, those losses will continue. What could save the day? A summer blockbuster, of course. Epic films destined for summer releases bring in outsized box office receipts. And Tenet needs blockbuster crowds. It cost a reported $200 million to make it. That wouldn't have seemed like a gamble before the pandemic destroyed moviegoing, but it sure is now. If you spend that kind of cash making an epic, you do not want to miss the summer season. Your film just won't do as well in theaters until at least Thanksgiving. Missing that July date would mean Warner Brothers would likely postpone Tenet to August 14th. And that would cause a huge ripple effect for Warners. Movie studios don't release two tentpole films on the same date, of course. They don't want their own movies competing with each other. So if Tenet moves to August, the film scheduled to open then, Wonder Woman 1984, probably gets delayed to December, the trade publication Deadline reports. You following? All of these chess moves mean an extended period of no revenue for the movie studios and theater owners. Of course, whether cinemas can make any money in the next few months is hardly up to Warner Brothers. It's really up to the invisible enemy that is COVID-19. Okay, so it makes sense that a Warner Brothers delay will hurt Warner Brothers. But what about this grand pronouncement that the entire industry's future depends on Tenet? Well, rival studios Disney, Paramount, and Universal are watching Warner Brothers quite closely. They view Tenet as the canary in the coal mine. Disney had already postponed releasing its tentpole film, Mulan, from March to July 24th. Notice that date. It's 1 week later than Tenet. Should WB move Tenet, Disney would likely delay Mulan again for the same reasons. Namely, not enough movie theaters will be open by midsummer, or consumers will still be too scared to step foot in a theater. Cue the threatening Jaws movie score here. Some industry watchers say that result would be apocalyptic. If Tenet can't open, summer is sunk. So writes Indie Wire reporter Ann Thompson. Now let's look at a more positive scenario for Warner Brothers. It had about 13% share of the global box office last year, according to CNBC. That's nothing compared to Disney. Disney dominated last year's market, taking 40% of that worldwide box office haul. Still, Warner Brothers' rivals, including Disney, are like the shy kids on the baseball team. They're happy to let Warner Brothers take the risk of going first, according to the Washington Post. And that could give Tenet an enormous competitive advantage. If it launches on July 17th, Tenet would have theaters to itself. To get a good return on its huge investment, however, 80% of movie theaters would have to be open, especially those in New York and L.A., according to trade publication Deadline. That is a big unknown, since it depends on uncertain stay-at-home orders. But let's say they do open by then. In a positive scenario, people are dying to get out of the house and back to their Saturday night movie dates. They'd have only one real film choice. What business executive wouldn't relish the thought of having no competition? It would mean an automatic hit for Warner Brothers ahead of anything Disney, Universal, or Paramount have planned. But what about the more existential rivalry plaguing Hollywood, that is, between cinemas and streamers? Instead of its planned theatrical release, Disney will now launch Hamilton on Disney+. Universal has decided to launch its Judd Apatow comedy, The King of Staten Island, as a digital rental, according to the Washington Post. So why not Tenet and Mulan? Because tentpole theatrical releases make a lot more money. The global movie business racked up $42 billion in ticket sales last year, up 1% from 2018, according to Julia Alexander of The Verge. That's the kind of money that no amount of streaming subscriptions can easily match, she writes. Warner Brothers will have to make a decision soon because it needs a number of weeks to promote any film. In the meantime, Hollywood and exhibitors all over the country are hanging on the studio's decision. Think of it as a cliffhanger in an epic blockbuster, perhaps. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. What's keeping you up at night? How are you pivoting your business? Tell us all about it. Write us at bwd@wondery.com. We love hearing from you. I'm David Brown, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Takeoff 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.